Welcome back, and joining me today is Kenny Valley, Kansas Bullpups football coach Chris Davis. First of all, Coach, congratulations on the win and also picking up your first district victory of the season, shutting out Eureka. We were talking off air that the defense certainly has been playing better as of late, second shutout in less than 3 weeks.
Well, we have been playing better. You know, when we do our assignments and we play aggressively and do what we're supposed to do, then, you know, we can play with about anybody. But, you know, it's just a matter of us being disciplined enough to do what we need to do and again, staying aggressive. We've done a good job. I think we won the turnover ratio this week by a 4-1 margin, so that always helps. And we just had some kids step up and make some big plays this week.
I know that defensively a nice shutout against Eureka, but also the special teams, something you were concerned about, really played well on Friday.
Well, we did. Our special teams is really improving. I mean, field position is so important in these games. And our kicking game has been extremely well. Baylor's done a great job. I believe he made 2 field goals, 1 of 32 and 1 of 39 this week. And, you know, he was good on his extra points. And his punting game, kickoff and punting games are both really strong. So give us time to have more coverage downfield and try and get better field position.
Well, we look at those two sides of the football, but I know offensively, putting up 46 points this week, something that the Bullpups have done very well is scoring some points. That certainly has to become a factor as we head to the final two games of the regular season.
Well, it does, but we've always said defense wins games down towards this time of year, and our defense, like I said, get our special teams. Another one I left out there, Cole Griffin, had a 55-yard punt return on a real heads-up play the other night. We're starting to click on offense. We're doing some good things, and we're taking care of the ball. And that's the most important thing this time of year.
Coach, a very difficult district opponent coming to town. Neodesha comes to town with only one loss, and that only loss against Cherryville. So that tells you that Neodesha is a very good football team.
Well, yeah, they bring to town. They've got some good kids up front, and we're going to have to really be disciplined. They run a lot of counters, and we're going to have to stay home and make sure we read our keys and play aggressive. We've got to stay aggressive. I keep emphasizing that. I will all weekend to our kids about making sure we're staying aggressive. So, we know they're a quality opponent, but when you get to this time of year, you always expect to see quality teams. And we're going to have to put together a couple more to get into the playoffs here, and hopefully we can do so.
I know that running a lot of counters that Neodesha will have is certainly it's a huge test for the defense.
Well, yeah, we had a little trouble with that, but the good thing is when we played Cherryville a couple weeks ago, we're going to see the exact same offense, and we ought to be prepared for it. We ought to be okay to go and know what we're doing, and those keys are going to be big in what we do this week.
Offensively, what are the Bullpups going to have to do against Neodesha's defense?
Well, offensively, they're going to play a 4-4 probably against us, and going to send a lot of people. And one area we've really been working to improve is our passing game, and I thought we did a much better job completing 5 out of 6 passes, I think, for a 102 yards last week. So, we've really, really been working on that, trying to loosen people up a little bit and help propel our running game.
Well, Coach, as always, we appreciate you visiting with us today. Best of luck to you and the Bullpups this Friday against Neodesha.
All right. Thank you very much, Adam.